Just made up that rule that we get one naughty word per hour. I don't think it's going to stand up under scrutiny, but you know what?
Time will tell. This might be our last show. So thanks for the years of support, and let's dig into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Jamie, it's been a year, and there's been so many great records have come out this year, and so many records by bands we already knew and loved, some following up on a long career of releases. We had some artists put out their first full release. We had some artists we had never really heard of put out great stuff. I don't think we have any, well, maybe we have one or two brand new additions that you wouldn't have found in previous years, but we got a hard-fought list of 10 tracks. Jamie and I, we put our brains together, and only minutes ago wrapped up whittling down the list from 14 to 10. Whew,
So contentious. The show almost ended before it even went on air.
Mm-hmm. I say whittling because we were stabbing at each other with knives.
Jesse has lost a lot of skin.
Well, yeah, but you've lost a lot of blood, so I think we're even.
I laugh to hide the pain.
Yeah. Okay, so The first one, number 10, the 10th best track of 2022, according to these guys, comes from a band that is sort of a super band or an agglomeration of members of other bands that we like, and is appropriately titled Mega Mall.
Hey, yeah, they are. It's a Mega Mall. I get to see all of them in a mall, and they're all mega.
They're all mega. Not MAGA. We're not going to talking about anyone's political leanings.
Never would we ever.
Anyway, Mega Mall put out a great record that is also wonderfully titled. It's called Escape from Lizard City. Come on. Escape from Lizard City? You know you're going to love it even before you hear the track. But the track is Two-Faced by Mega Mall, number 10 on our top 10 tracks of 2022.
I'll smell this fire. Ain't
Defaced.
Hey.
By Escape from... No, by Mega Mall from the record Escape from Lizard City.
Just can't even remember.
Our 10th favorite track of the year 2022. That's right, Mega Mall. Jamie.
Hey, Jesse.
You like that song, right? That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. The end part, the and then you get the heavy guitar layered on that. I like it.
Pretty, pretty good.
The next track we're going to play is, you might be surprised to hear this, number 9 on our top 10 most excited about top tracks of 2022. And this is by a band that has existed for some time. Really wowed us with their 2019 album, Bucky Fleur, which was great. And We had the pleasure of having them in to do a Studio 6 live session at the radio station that this is, that we're a part of, CJSF.
That's this one.
That's this one. It's great. You should volunteer there like we do. It's fun. You should volunteer here like we do. It's fun. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, which is Kamikaze Nurse. I've let the cat out of the bag. They have... one of the great releases of 2022 with their new record Stimuloso. We could have gone with the title track on this. We could have gone with Boom Josie. We could have gone with Eileen. There are all sorts of great shoegazy tracks on this one.
But you were vibing from Halloween still.
This was.
The Halloween show just hit you harder than a ton of bricks.
It did. I guess I'm always a sucker for a little bit of maybe a horror tie-in or something spooky, because our number 9 track of the year by Kamikaze Nurse, it is from Stimuloso, Dead Ringers.
Whoa!
Nightmares by Kamikaze Nurse, our number 9 track here on the Vancouver Mixtapes Top 10 of 2022. It's a lot of numbers to say all in a row.
You did wonderfully, though.
Yeah, and math was never my strong suit, but
that's
I guess
true, Jesse.
I'm reading a book right now in which cryptography is a very large central component, and so there's a lot of math in the book, and it's really stretching my love of reading.
Do you have yourself like an appendage notebook where you're just like doing the calculations?
Oh, I could never do the calculations. Luckily, it's not in any like. I could not be expected to be understanding all this fancy math stuff. I'm just a simple archaeology major and radio host. Jamie. Kamikaze Nurse, they were the artists who performed our number 9 track here. I do want to keep talking to you about all sorts of things not related to this, but we're on a tight deadline, and the last two tracks were each about 5 minutes, and guess what?
Those
are
the next one.
Jamie, what can you tell me real quick about our number 8 track?
You brought them to the show. We've been following them for a while. Really cool, kind of experimental pop group. That we've been meaning to get on the show for a while, so maybe that's a New Year's resolution for us. We've been keen on their demos for a long time, and they released this full-length album this year. And guess what, Jesse? It friggin' pops.
It's great. They also recently performed a Studio 6 session as we revive the project, so you can look for that. We'll obviously share some details once it's available. But in the meantime, you can listen to this track, the title track, from the new record from Omianon. This is Paper Dream, our number 8 track of 2022. Thank you. Paper Dream by Omiyanan, our number 8 track in our top 10 tracks of 2022.
I think we were like in a mood this year.
Yeah, it seems like it. It's been dark and brooding and maybe a little gloomy. But we do have a little bit of an upper coming up. This is from the record Pray for Tomorrow by Dumb. Our number, does this make it 7, Jamie? Yeah, number 7 track. I really like this record. There's like some ska influences on it, which is always gonna hook me, obviously.
That'll do that for us.
This track, I mean, you could hear it if you want to, but it's a little more what we're used to from Dumb. This is Pull Me Up, our number 7 track. Dumb, pulling us up out of a little bit of lower key music. Jamie, here it's our top 10 tracks of 2022. Pulling us up like you might pick it up from a ska record that was not Pray for Tomorrow. Is the album we talked about how there were some ska influences? Not so much in that track. That's okay. Pull Me Up, still our number 7 track of 2022. And Jamie, number 6, well, we're getting a little moody once again, but in a good way, I would say.
It's important, introspective type of moody, you know?
Yeah. One of our favorite, all-time favorite artists here on the Vancouver Mixtape, an artist who has claimed the number 1 spot on this list before.
Honestly, feels weird if they're not on our end of year list.
Absolutely. It is, of course, the inimitable Kim Mortal, who no album this year, but has released a really great series of singles, including most recently in December, a new track called This Dyke that is very good, but didn't quite have the impact for us as the real opening up of K, I'm Mortal, which is our number six track of 2022, an important reminder that it's okay to be kind to yourself and to realize your own limits. Anyway, number six by K, Mortal, K, I'm Mortal.
Hermit in the cave's been my biggest inspiration. Trying not to beat myself up for beating myself up over what I didn't know. Trying my best not to spiral. I wanna sleep with you, but I can't even sleep with me. It gets too crowded in my head, room at full capacity. ADHD, what the doctor wrote, I find it buried inside my nose. Too many fams not diagnosed, cleaning up after bros. Social capital and stages, token round a neck. Burden of representation, paycheck to paycheck. I really need a therapist who's not a white apologist. Biggest fear is trypophobia, history of psychosis. Simo, Filipino, low-key, high-key, depresso, make me a Canadiano. But we're still on stolen land, bro. Never got an invitation to settle in flannel. My people working overtime, pattern of survival. White feminist rhetoric embedded in the fabric. They got fashion handcrafted by these colonized habits. They like you at 100, how about your zero? This fire like your fire, but this my son in flight mode. From the things that make me sad, used to only feel deserving when I'd break my back. They handing out awards to the sacrifice.